Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Rebs, welcome back to Ivy League, powered by Riverland Richmond Wellness Spirit. I'm here with head honcho, Mr. Lane Kiff. How you doing, Coach?
Great. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you on. So, man, I guess we'll just start, like, from the beginning. Like, talk me through, like, your path with football and when you fell in love with the game.
Well, my dad being a coach, I was always around it. I think a lot of times people take a long time. Like, they get to college, they change majors, they don't know what they're doing. I was fortunate. I remember being in like middle school already knowing like I wanted to coach. And I was just intrigued by watching NFL games and coaches on the sidelines going like, wow, these guys can have to do with winning or losing games, even though they're not playing in the game and the strategy behind it. Mm-hmm. So I was just really intrigued by that and thought that was really cool.
Were you like, what kind of player were you? Like, were you a game manager type of guy? Were you just know absolutely every single detail while you were playing, or did that come later?
Like, when I was in high school, I called my own plays on
wow.
the defense. Yeah, until he threw it too much, then they took that back. I think, was fortunate to have a head start with my dad. I mean, so when other kids are just, you know, going through normal kid stuff, I'm sitting in, like, position meetings in the NFL, you know. Watching coaches draw plays on the board.
Wow. What are some of the things like you pulled from early on from your dad and just other being around other, you know, players at that level and other coaches up there that just kind of helped you progress quicker than, you know, your peers?
Well, he was awesome. He was always coaching, but then he was like teaching and coaching at home too, like with us and with myself, like, about why they did things. And then he would come, he was amazing. He would spend all day working and then he'd like rush to the field where we were having like baseball practice or football practice to come help coach our teams, you know, when we were little. So it was just awesome to see and just really gave me a head start. And then the connections that you have just by having a dad like that, you know, just very grateful for those because, you know, I kind of had a cheat code to get going.
In fact, yeah, Pops is a great guy. He's hilarious. Yeah. He sits in on the D-line meetings. I don't know if y'all know, but Pops is a D-line guy, right? Mm-hmm. So, he's always giving his 2 cents. The N in Nebraska apparently stands for knowledge.
Good job. Yeah.
So, yeah, just love having Pops around. He's awesome.
Thanks for saying that. Yeah, he was a D-lineman himself and started as a D-line coach for a long time, so he's a D-line guy at heart.
All right, so I've heard a story about you in college when you transitioned from a player to coach, and just what was that like? It was a funny little story. So what was that like?
Well, that story is not actually accurate.
No,
David Carr said that was a different time, but I actually the story is, I was going into my last year. I was the second quarterback. When a veteran quarterback, Billy Bullock, went on to play like 10 years in the NFL. And then David Carr, who eventually became the first pick of the draft, came in as a freshman in an offseason in the summer. I was like, wow, this guy's really good. He's going to beat me out really quick. And so I actually went to the coaches because I was always hanging out in the coach's office. And they used to have to kick me out when they had like staff meetings and game planning because I was a player. Mm. So I was like, I knew I wanted to coach. And so I actually asked him, I'm like, hey, could I stop playing so that I could be in here all the time, like as a student assistant? Right. And that way I could learn more and be in all the meetings and not have to leave because I was a player. So that's how it's happened. And actually, my offensive coordinator, Jeff Tedford, who allowed me to do that, I just talked to this week, years later, I mean, a long time later, he's now back as the head coach at Fresno, which is where I was playing, and he was my position coach. So funny how the world works.
That is funny. I heard a completely different story. That sounds a lot more realistic than what I heard.
I will say you'll appreciate this. The story he was telling actually is we were going out to practice one day, and David's telling the story where, like I said, I was third, so I wasn't service team, mm-hmm. you know, like the fourth quarterback, but I wasn't getting reps, ones and twos, so I didn't wear my knee brace. Which I know you guys like, because I know you guys hate their knee braces.
If you didn't think you needed them then,
I'm not practicing because I'm like in between. Yeah. I'm not getting any reps, so I don't need a knee brace. So then the coach was yelling at me and kicked me off the field is really what happened.
I just heard they kicked you out and then you came back and you were just a coach from then on.
That's not what happened. No? But that sounds good.
That's the story I'll roll with. That's the one that's canon in my head because that's a lot more badass and it's a lot cooler.
It's made for TV.
Yeah. So, kind of on a coaching, I don't know, fast track. You know, you were got a really young start and were in some really big positions very early on. Talk me through like, you know, your journey early on in your coaching career and being at different places.
Yeah, I was able to, you know, move really fast a lot because of relationships and because I started early. You know, you guys hear me say all the time, like, you know, obstacles the way these things happen to you and you think they're not good, but you don't realize they're really going to be good for you later on. Mm-hmm. So I, like everybody, wanted to be like an NFL player. And then I think about it, I'm like, well, let's say I would have played like 4 or 5 years in NFL or XFL back then or Canadian League. Then I wouldn't have started coaching till that much later, and I wouldn't have been ahead of it. Mm-hmm. Because I had a lot of buddies that did try to coach, but they're like 5, 6 years later. They're trying to get into first-year GAs, and now I'm already been doing this for 5, 6 years.
Right.
So that became a head start to it, to getting in. And then just at some really cool places and really great players, especially the USC run. You know, when you do that and you play in national championships and have great success, and you know, you get a lot of job opportunities.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature. You need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297. Or visit riverlandroofing.com.
The signs of summer are here. Freshly mowed grass, days in the water at the ballpark, and all the rest on the golf course. Well, that's how we do it over here at Oxford and Ole Miss anyway. And PXG Golf Apparel is here to make sure you're locked and loaded for round after round at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has taken its mission to create the most high-quality, high-performance golf clubs in the game to their new line of apparel as well. With PXG apparel, there's something for everyone. From pants, polos, and sweaters to hats, joggers, and skirts. You'll usually find me with a hat on my head, and PXG has nailed the fitted breathable. And my navy goes with pretty much anything. So don't wait another second. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use promo code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC. Code TOC for Talk of Champions to save 10% on apparel. BXG, a proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions Podcast Network. It's concert season. and concert season is all about the boots. Already, Oxford and Ole Miss have seen Morgan Wallen lighted up at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Ole Miss football star and Talk of Champions podcaster Jared Ivey bemoaned how his boots were lacking. He should have gone with Tecovas, the only stop for the Ole Miss fan and the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings for the spring and summer, including timeless, always on-trend styles in men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. Stop by your local Tecovas store and have a complimentary drink or two on the house while you shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service, and many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. The sun's a-shining in Oxford, Mississippi. Cookouts in the Grove, beer showers. It's just the very best time for an Ole Miss Rebel to get out and get going. Carry front door peace of mind with you everywhere you go with Eufy Video Lock. Never has home security been so easy. Eufy Video Lock, an all-in-one security device for your front door, allows you to keep an eye on everything back home. And it's so easy. Installation requires only a screwdriver. So ditch those house keys forever and give Eufy Video Lock a try today. There's no monthly fee, and Eufy Video Lock has customer support on standby 24/7 to help you with any and all home security needs. Go ahead, have your Ole Miss fun in the sun with the assurance your home is in good hands with Eufy Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock's built-in camera can tell you who's at your front door from the comfort of your poolside chair. So search Eufy Video Lock today. That's EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock, a proud sponsor of this, the Talk of Champions Podcast Network.
So, what were some of the things like you would say that you struggled with or excelled at, like super early on, being the young guy in the room and being around all these coaches who have experience that maybe you're in a higher position than?
Yeah, I actually was head coach in the NFL at like 31, I think, 32. And some players were older than me. That was really weird. Like Warren Sapp was wild. On our team, and he was older than me.
It's like the Bron situation. Now Bron's older than half the league.
Yeah. So that was weird, you know, to have players older than the coach. But I just think it was great to go through those things and have success and have failures early on, which you don't think you want, you know, because you want this path of everything going perfect, but that's not what's going to happen, and that's not God's path. And so I had a lot of downs, and now I'm very grateful for them because they brought me to totally different things and different places and meeting different people.
Absolutely. Well, they brought you around the greatest of all time, How do you know?
I didn't know if you were talking about you or Saban.
Yeah, no. It's a toss-up. It could be either one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, being around Coach Saban and learning from the best, like, what was that like, you know, and what you pull from him that's kind of changed your ideology in the coaching?
I think his organization and his structure and his CEO approach, you know, he, like, oversaw every aspect. Mm-hmm. And he knew everything that was going on. And I mean, he did a lot of, like, defensive football, but he had the coordinator when I was there, like, Kirby Smart doing that, and then but he oversaw everything. And here I do that a lot more now. Instead of just digging into the X's and O's, I let Charlie Weiss, the office staff, do a lot of that, and then I try to watch everything more, to overview more as kind of a CEO.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of looking at it as kind of a business plan and being meticulous with it instead of just leading with emotion and just, you know, seeing what happens.
That's exactly what it is. Sometimes you get too emotional when you're like just doing the X's and O's and then it versus like, okay, step back, look at the big picture. These are the hard decisions to make, whether that's, you know, what players you keep or invest into, what coaches, and we've had to let coaches go a long time, like, or, you know, during this 4 years here, and those have been tough decisions, but that's part of the job.
Absolutely. So they call it coaching trees and this and that, and you know, having influences from these great coaches and these historic guys. What's it like playing against guys that came from, like, that are now in head coaching positions or in coordinator positions and came from staffs that you were on or a part of? Like, what's that like, the competitive piece of playing guys that you know?
Yeah, I think I've been – now I feel old because I've been doing this a long time now, so now there's, like, a lot of those that mm-hmm. you worked with at some point or went against. And so it's just always really competitive when you know people close and, you know, you're playing against them, coaching against them, and then they start to know you, and you know them from before, and then you kind of – sometimes you just overthink that. That's built up more for TV, mm-hmm. you know, because at the end of the day, you guys got to make the plays.
You know, obviously I've – only ever coached in Madden, only ever coached in NCAA. What's it like to be such a meticulous guy and give up the control to guys that you really just met, really young guys that you know you really don't know a lot about?
Yeah, it's easy in Madden because you don't have a press conference. You don't get
fired. Yeah,
you don't do well, and you don't have a press conference afterwards to explain.
Well, I might break my controller.
Explain why on 4th and 15 you go for the ball every time. Yeah. Go for it instead of punting. Yeah. I just think, like, you know, most of the time, I mean, it's why we do analytics, we do coaching, all that. But a lot of the times, if both sides are coached really well, whoever has the best players wins. Mm. And so that's why it's so important to recruit, so important to have a culture that when guys come in, they buy into, because it's hard, especially nowadays. You know, you guys come from all these places and so much expectations are put on you guys and social media pressure with that. You know, for that guys to come in and sometimes not have the role that they want, mm-hmm. but buy into that and play really well, even though it's not exactly what they want. And I feel like that's what happened last year and why we had so much success last year, you know, because guys are like, okay, maybe this isn't ideal. I'm not playing as many plays as I want, but I buy into this. I'm going to do it for my teammates.
Yeah, I got a taste of that too whenever I first got here and, you know, coming out of high school and playing immediately and playing a lot, it was definitely an adjustment to being around better players and being around a better culture with, you know, a different standard and different, you know, stuff that's going to fly on the field, you know, at Tech that's not going to fly on the field here. But yeah, just trusting in that and then allowing the culture to work through me, like a guy allowing the culture to work through him and finding change. It's definitely catapulted just us as a team. I could tell already going into this year. So what goes into like building a culture and just putting together a staff and a group of guys that you feel like can go out there and, you know, put the best product on the field?
Well, it takes a lot of time because, you know, you can have a culture, but there's so much turnover nowadays with the players, but also coaches too. So, you know, you got to redo it every year. Now it makes it a lot easier when a lot of you guys came back that could have left, you know, for the NFL. And so we're very fortunate this year to have a lot of the core guys back that are really high culture guys, your group of guys. So that makes it so much easier. Where I felt like we had to do kind of 2 years ago, you know, for that Sugar Bowl team, we kind of had to redo everything because a lot of those guys were gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could definitely obviously I didn't experience that, but I could definitely like feel the voids and where they were at. I know we would do like the Thursday deal where somebody gets up there, and a lot of times like Luke and Jackson would get up there because they're competing for the spot.
Yeah,
and what I heard from the other guys was that was kind of Matt's deal, and he took over and he kind of gave the get ready speech and stuff like that. So just mm-hmm. guys kind of trying to fall in place. Another little void with Sam and how dominant he was as a player off the edge. And you know, guys like Sed and Tavy is trying to fill that role, me coming in and not really knowing what to expect and how the depth is working. So yeah, I mean, I think it's super cool that a lot of us are coming back. I know we all came back kind of with one thing on our mind, you know, mm-hmm. Natty or bust. So, yeah, I'm definitely excited to get to work.
Yeah. So am I. That's going to be an awesome run.
Well, thanks, Coach. I appreciate you coming on and giving me your time. I know everybody's out there excited. We're excited, too. And howdy, toddy. Let's get to work.
All right, man. Proud of you. This is a cool thing you're doing.
I appreciate that, Coach. Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks.
No doubt.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.